building your portfolio, picking winning stocks, using your computer. And now here is Jordan Kimmel.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. And first of all, I want to wish you and your families either a great Passover, a great Easter, happy Easter, and all the holidays, and good health that goes to each and every one of your families. And it's really my pleasure to be here on this day. What we're going to do today, we have I want to spend a little time, like I like to do, on the market itself. We have a couple of exceptional guests lined up for the show again today. We're going to bring in a Professor Yang from Seton Hall here in New York, talking about investing in China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan. Certainly everyone's talking about international investing, and they have their eye on the Far East like they should. In addition, continuing on with our conversations about alternative energy, we're going to bring on Andrew Snyder to talk about the fear and greed and what's kept the nuclear power at bay and uranium on the rise. In any event, what I want to do right now is I want to spend a little time on our markets. Very important, you know, period we're kind of going through right now. As strong as the market has been and as strong as we've continued to show both our top sectors and our top names in our newsletter, which we're putting out monthly, and I will admit, I like to say humbly, with tremendous numbers on the focus list companies, we are seeing just a huge, huge return being generated on so many of these names. Why? Because we're using very, very careful analysis in terms of our quantitative model to select the stocks and also make sure we're trying to be in the right industry at the same time. So what we have right now, and we even, you know, said last week when we were wrapping up our show, we were in an overbought period for the market. Do you bother playing overbought, oversold when you're in a period like this? Well, it depends on your time frame. We talked about a pullback coming. A little pullback has come, and I got to tell you, as soon as there's any pullback, you have people scurrying, worried that we just went over the top and it's a time to sell, even when you spend as much time as you can getting them ready. Well, here's what I want to share with you. Number one, a couple of the negative signs we are seeing, I want to remind everybody, I do not wear rose-colored glasses. I do not think the market always goes up. I do not always think it's the best time to invest and invest in every company. It's very important to be very careful in the market. What we did see is we're getting very, very close to this 5% bond yield, which will no doubt take a lot of technical services and bring them over to the sell side. Remember, the higher yields go, they do two things. Number one, they act as competition for the stock market's money. When there's a 1% money market, nobody's interested. When suddenly they can get 5% in a money market and CD and have an absolute safety, well, that's going to start attracting some money. It also adds to borrowing costs for corporation, which eventually impacts earnings. So increases in interest rates work against the stock market. There's an old saying called three steps and a stumble. What that's really all about is when they talk about three interest rate hikes should mark the top of a bull market. Well, folks, we've had 15 in a row. We're definitely in different times right now. We were coming off of life support, so we didn't see the Fed taking away the punch bowl right now. What we saw instead was a going off of life support in back into historically low interest rates. But at 5%, watch the models turn negative. That's something we need to watch. In addition, we saw another thing happen for one of the only times of this entire calendar year so far. Yesterday, we actually saw more new lows on the stock market than new highs. The new lows at 109 is definitely an increase from what we've seen. We've had a very modest number of new highs in the market. Those stocks that are making new highs stand out like a sore thumb. They're the ones that you should be circling to do maybe additional homework on. That's the kind of analysis we're always looking to do in here, not to buy what's going up, but instead to run them through our stock selection process to see if there's any fundamental reason, a tremendous surge in revenue, a tremendous surge in operating profit margins. Do they have a new product? Do they have a new CFO who is taking the company in new directions? These are the questions you always want to ask yourself open-mindedly. And again, what we're doing here, we're applying our research not to give you the best ideas, to help you to become a better investor, and of course to manage money. That's our primary job here. We have individual accounts, we've got managed accounts. For those of you who want to go at it yourself, we're trying to make you the best investor you possibly can. I mentioned to everybody with a lot of enthusiasm, we joined an old colleague of mine, an old friend of mine at National Securities. I've known the president of the company for almost 20 years now. It's one of the nation's oldest and largest independent brokerage firms in New York. That's exactly where we're managing our accounts. But I'm also very, very pleased to say, months ago we talked about becoming a sub-advisor to the Genesis Funds. It was a mutual fund that was badly underperforming the market. We magnetized it. They put on our list of stocks. It went from a fourth quartile fund to top 10. That relationship is no longer in place right now. So if you were looking to invest in that fund because I was on board using my picks, I've got good news for you. There's a bank in New York City that right now has initiated paperwork to create a mutual fund where I won't be the sub-advisor. It will go right through us. We will be the advisor to the fund. We will magnetize that fund as soon as it comes out. It takes about 70 days for registration. And again, why is this all happening? It's all happening because we've been willing to share our special sauce, to share our stock selection process, to every single month and every week put out what we call top scores, the quantitative ranking of the model to find our top 20 and our top 30 companies out there, and we've openly shared them. If you want to get a list of what we rank tops either by sector or by the overall market, or even want your own portfolio ranked out, remember what Forbes said about us a couple years ago. They called me Kimmel the Unterrible, that we'd look into the market, we would sort through 12 and 16,000 stocks, and we would only find 20 or 30 of them that we were willing to put our own money in. That's how discerning you have to be. That's how careful you have to be. And we're willing to share this. Either just come to our website again at magnetinvesting.com. Click through, get a complimentary couple-month subscription to our newsletter. Come send us an email. Call our office at 888-766-6828 to arrange to have your own list of stocks scored, to see how they actually rank up in terms of revenue growth and margin growth and cash flow to the bottom line, ratios we've been able to put together and create a spreadsheet to rank any portfolio and any stock. That's what we do. What I'm so very pleased about is we shared with our listeners over the last couple of months, what we saw is the top groups, not because they thought they would be or because we're geniuses and we know the future, but we keep our finger on the pulse all the time. We talked about the fiber optics group coming into favor. Folks, it's now the number one performing sector in the Investors Business Daily 197 industry groups. What we talked about was the gaming group continuing to get stronger almost on a weekly basis. Now you can't go a week without seeing an article in any of the major newspapers, magazines, talking about the international expansion of the gaming industry, which facilities are being built or expanded, which states or countries, in fact, are now approving gaming for the first time. And as always, the market will remain focused on the four or five largest in the group, and we put our finger on the pulse and have the magnets of the group. And that's why we'll have to wait for Barron's to come out later in the month. I think we'll see our name, Magnet, on a list of some things in there. But what I want to simply share with you is that what we're not trying to do here is to pump a industry or a stock or do any biased research. All it's about is a mathematical, quantitative, unbiased methodology of selecting the best of the best. We put them out in a newsletter for you. We put them out in top scores for you. And we manage our clients' money accordingly. One of the things we're doing right now, in fact, if you want to get your hands on a DVD that I put together, it's being updated. Give us an email, give us a phone call, ask for it. One of the things we did that we hadn't done before, we put roughly 30, 40 endorsements from clients, professionals in the industry, telling other people for us how well Magnet's done for them and what it's about. We haven't really done that before. But, folks, it's time to expand our reach a little bit here at Magnet and do more for those who need it. Anybody who is buying sneakers, concert tickets, Yankee tickets, going on family vacation, saving for college, or saving for retirement, cannot believe the media about a 1% inflation rate. Folks, it's much more than that. We all know it. The Gerald Loeb pointed his book, one of the favorite books that I've pointed out in my book, Magnet Investing. The goal of what we're doing in investing is to have the most after-tax, after-inflation money put away to preserve our purchasing power in the future. If you sit in the bank, even at 3, 4%, you're just not going to get there. Do what you need to do to become a better investor. I hear some music coming on. You know what that means, folks. It's commercial time here. We need to take a quick break for the sponsors. We're going to come back with a look at China. We'll look at alternative energy. Folks, it's Jordan Kimmel. You're listening to Voice America Business. We'll be right back with more profitable investing after this quick break.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Growing a business successfully not only requires increased sales, but profitable sales. Over 80% of small businesses will fail to do this in the first 5 years. On Acorns to Oaks, Growing Your Small Business with Tom Long, he will share his years of business experience to maximize profitability and ensure longevity and sustainability. Broadcasting every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific, Acorns to Oaks, Growing Your Small Business provides insight into key areas of business, coordination of management, finance, operations, time management, people, and marketing, as well as sales. Tune in and learn how to grow your business into that mighty oak every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Business.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to three lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business, this is Voice America Business.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 1-888-766-6828. Once again, that number is 1-888-766-6828. Let's get back to another segment of Profitable Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. Well, unless you've been under a paper bag for the last several years, you know one of the fastest growing economies is in China, as well as, in fact, the surrounding areas, and, you know, we're looking at Taiwan, we're looking at Hong Kong. In our efforts to continue to bring the leading experts in the individual fields, we're happy to bring on Dr. Winston Yang, professor over at Seton Hall. Dr. Yang, are you out there for us?
Yes.
Fantastic. Thanks for being on the show, first of all.
Thank you.
All right. Now, what we do here, you know, what we believe is the most important thing before we get into the subject, we need to know the credibility, who we're talking about, to make sure why you're in the position to give us this kind of advice. Dr. Yang, take a couple minutes on your own personal background and who you are and why you are an expert, in fact, in this area of commerce.
Well, I received my PhD degree from Stanford University. I have been teaching international business and Asian affairs at Seton Hall University for 40 years.
Well,
over the years, I have written a number of books and articles on the Asian market, especially the China, the Chinese, and the Taiwanese markets.
Wonderful.
So I have been doing tremendous research on the Asian market.
Well, that I knew, and I'm glad to have you on, and I wanted to share the level of expertise we're bringing on our guests, and thanks again for your background. Now, Dr. Yang, let's get right into it here. Before we get into the sectors that you see as the biggest opportunity, clearly U.S. corporations are rushing to get a footprint into China. We're trying to trade back and forth internationally. I want you to give us a high-level first overview of both the potentials and the difficulties and the problems as you see in the markets.
Well, we should look at the China market from three different angles.
Okay.
First, China is the largest market, untapped in a way, markets in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They have 1.3 billion people, and the economy is growing at about 9% a year, and the income of the Chinese people is growing at about 5% a year. So now the Chinese are buying a lot of things, from machineries, aircraft, computers, agricultural products from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But the U.S. business corporations really don't know how to do business with China. So the Japanese and the Germans are doing much better than the Americans. That's why our trade deficit with China in 2005 is $200 billion, the largest deficit we had in 2005 with any foreign country. So last week, the Chinese vice minister, I'm sorry, the deputy Chinese prime minister and the Chinese trade minister came to the United States and led a group of cooperation executives. During their 1 week in the United States, they signed contracts with American corporations amounting to something like $10 billion. They bought 80 Boeing aircraft. They bought tremendous amount of U.S. raw materials and wheat and many other things. Besides, the U.S. companies have moved their factories to China. Right now, the U.S. manufacturing industry is really declining. Eventually, I'm afraid all our manufacturing industry, except the high-tech industry, will be out of this country. So our investment in China has been growing at about 25% a year. And finally, the service industry.
Mm-hmm.
During the past 20 years or so, we have been concentrating on trade with China, on manufacturing in China. But we haven't done that much in the service sector. So now the Chase Bank, Citibank, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, they are all rushing to China. They establish their branches, they establish their investment firms, they establish their stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Are traded now in China, and many of China's companies have their stocks listed in the New York Stock Exchange. So all in all, this is a tremendous opportunity for American business people.
Right. No, I agree wholeheartedly. I know that I will share with you that I'm working with some individuals right now who are looking to buy into Chinese brokerage firms. I know there's been limitations on the percentage ownership, and I also understand that next year they open up the Chinese market to begin to invest in the U.S. market, I believe, for the first time. Am I right on that?
Yes.
But, so that's going to be a huge...
Right.
Is that going to change the balance of our trade? Is that a number that's going to go into that equation?
Well, I think the changes will be painfully slow. You mentioned that there are still a lot of limitations on our exports to China. Some of these limitations are imposed by the U.S. government, like high-tech products.
Okay.
We have a lot of restrictions on high-tech products exported to China. Some of the restrictions are imposed by the Chinese government, yet the Chinese government is loosening up all these restrictions. So, I've been doing research. I'm predicting that in 5 years, most of these restrictions in the service industry will be largely gone. The only areas the Chinese are still do not opening up is, of course, the national defense industry. They don't allow for investment in Chinese national defense industry. Except that now foreign companies can invest in Chinese highways, in the building of Chinese highways, in bridges, in airports, or in management. You know the fact. Now, in China, there are 1,020 U.S. hotels in China, more than any other country. We have. Even in the whole Europe, we have about 750 hotels.
Okay.
So you can see the potential. But there are the difficulties. The Americans don't know how to do business with China. It's a different culture. It's a different tradition. And there are the language barriers. There are ideological conflicts, and so on and so forth.
Right. Let me ask a question. I was lucky enough to go to China last year and kind of visit a few different states or regions. My question is, when you say the cultural differences, is it that the U.S. and the businessmen are too short-term, trying to make it happen real fast instead of developing and taking time to develop the relationships?
Well, that's one of the problems. Americans are always in a hurry. always in a rush.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Germans and the Japanese have been in China for almost half a century. We have been in China for just a little bit over 20 years. And we don't have the kind of long view which is required
mm-hmm.
for making profits in China. So we need a long-term investment, a long-term strategy. We need a long-term planning. I mentioned the culture. You mentioned the culture barriers and different mentality and different way to do different ways of doing business and plus the language barrier. How many Americans can speak the difficult Chinese? All the Chinese business people doing business in the U.S. they can speak English.
Mm-hmm.
But how many of our business people doing business in China can speak Chinese?
Great
so
point.
So the cultural barriers, the linguistic barriers, and the philosophical differences, and the different approach to doing business, I think the American business people have to adapt themselves. In the U.S., you can insist on your way, but in China, you cannot insist your own way. Besides, the market is in their territory. We need their market. Our trade deficit is $200 billion last year.
Right. Hey, Dr. Yang, talking about always being in a hurry, I know there's a commercial break that's going to come up in a couple minutes. What I'd like you to do is, if you have any, maybe either a website or some readings of some of your books, some of your papers that you think our listeners would be benefited by, how can they find out more about your writings, your thoughts, and so on? Is there any way you could share a number, an email? How can they find out more about you?
Well, I can give you my email address. They can send an email to me. I always respond.
Okay.
My email address is WYANG8.
Okay.
@WY.com.
Okay, well, fantastic. Now, number 8's a lucky number for you?
I don't know.
Okay, now listen, I know that there's maybe a thought that I didn't get to bring out. Why don't you kind of bring us into the commercial with the most important thought that you want to leave our guests with?
Yes. After the commercial, right?
No. I'm saying right before, leading up to the commercial, tell us now what you think is the number one thing people need to know more about.
All right. I think American investors, American business people really should move in three directions. Number one, I think the service industry area. The U.S. is most weak in that area, and that area has great potential. I'd like to mention three service industries. Insurance. Traditionally, the Chinese don't have a concept of insurance, and now the Chinese are crazy. They are buying insurance policies. And besides, they feel more comfortable with American and European insurance companies. They are hesitating to buy insurance policies from Chinese companies.
Right. Hey, Dr. Yang, listen, I'm hearing commercial time. Believe it or not, it tells us we need to go to commercial break. What I'm going to need to do with you, frankly, is to bring you on again. There's too much to talk about and too short of a time. And it is commercial time. So let me just thank you for joining us now. I hope our listeners hit you by email and get more information until we can bring you on again. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you.
Well, fantastic. It's been my pleasure. Folks, you are listening to Voice America Business. We'll be right back with more commercial breaks. Sorry we didn't have more time. Great subject, great speaker. And thanks again, Dr. Yang.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice,
what if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Growing a business successfully not only requires increased sales, but profitable sales. Over 80% of small businesses will fail to do this in the first 5 years. On Acorns to Oaks, Growing Your Small Business with Tom Long, he will share his years of business experience to maximize profitability and ensure longevity and sustainability. Broadcasting every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific, Acorns to Oaks, Growing Your Small Business provides insight into key areas of business, coordination of management, finance, operations, time management, people, and marketing, as well as sales. Tune in and learn how to grow your business into that mighty oak every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Business.
Accelerate your business results at Quantum Leap speed. Tune into The Quantum Leap Catalyst with host Terry Ostrowiak every Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. Terry, The Quantum Leap Catalyst, and his expert guests share insights, experience, and advice on how to achieve sustainable business success, accelerated momentum, and turn possibilities into certainty. Create a new picture of what your business could be. Tune into The Quantum Leap Catalyst with Terry Ostrowiak, right here on The Bottom Line for Business Talk, Voice America Business.
The Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Welcome back to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to be a caller on the show, dial toll-free at 1-888-766-6828. Now please welcome back the host of Profitable Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. 4 months now, we've been really addressing the issues of alternative energies. We've been talking to you about the tightness in the commodity areas and how people are profiting it by it. We've talked about copper. We've talked about gold and steel. What we haven't talked about is uranium. Because why? I don't know enough about it. So leave it to us to bring on an expert in the field. We're joined now by Andrew Snyder, the author of Fear and Greed. Andrew, are you with us?
Yes, I'm right here. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. First of all, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. First of all, let me do as we always like to do, make sure our listeners know why they're listening to you. Why don't you spend a couple of minutes on your own background and how you built up to the position of writing your newsletter that I know thousands get every day?
Okay. Well, I'm the editor of Breakaway Investor, website's breakawayinvestor.com. I've been here for a little over a year now, started as a financial advisor, moved into this position, and I've been writing, I write a free e-letter, Fear and Greed, which you can get at fearandgreed.net. That goes out to thousands of people every day.
All righty. And you're talking lately about the issue of nuclear power and what the whole industry, the demand for it, is affecting uranium. Why don't you jump right into us and give us your big thoughts on this?
Well, I think nuclear power is definitely going to be the way of the future. There's coal's really big right now. Coal's a little dirty, but nuclear power's, you know, in Asia, even in the United States here, there's new coal or nuclear plants are being built, and that's going to drive the demand for uranium.
Okay, now clearly I know that we're a little bit behind the acceptance of nuclear.
We had someone on our show just recently who was talking about how safe it is, how it's really misknown. Let me ask you, kind of just a psychological question. How close to a nuclear reactor would you live?
Well, I can tell you that I can see Three Mile Island out my back door, so I live pretty close to it.
All right, man. There's a guy who really walks the walk there then, huh?
Yeah, I have no problem living close to it. You know, if something's going to happen, it'll happen, but nuclear power is probably the safest, cleanest power we have out there.
Interesting. Now, talk to us about uranium. Can we just not make more? Is there, I know there's only so much you could pull out of the ground of steel, only so much steel you can make, only so much copper in the ground. What's the supply? Is it a supply issue or a growing demand issue here with uranium?
Well, it's a little bit of both. For decades, uranium was, really cheap, so nobody was looking to mine it. The profits just weren't there. But now, all of a sudden, uranium demand is going, is skyrocketing, and the prices are going up with it. So people are starting to look into uranium mining, but before the mining infrastructure just wasn't there, and so the supply wasn't there.
Okay, and what regions are most rich in uranium? It's something I know very little about.
Well, there's a lot of mines in Canada. Central Europe has a lot of growing uranium mines. Right now, Canada is probably the leader.
Okay. And, I guess I'm not used to hearing about uranium unless you hear it preceded by the word enriched and all kinds of scary things about it. On its own, I'm guessing it's not a dangerous commodity.
No, it's not. It has to be, enriched and separated before it becomes dangerous and usable to, nuclear plants.
Right. So therefore, there's not an issue of danger in mining. It's just that the cost and the support for supply and demand wasn't there previously, and now they can't catch up fast enough.
Exactly. Before, when coal prices were going up, with gold prices going up, before uranium wasn't that attractive. But now that, it's $40, it's worth mining.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, tell us some of the other things. It's certainly an ominous title, Fear and Greed. Maybe there's some other subjects. What else would you want to talk about that you've been writing about and thinking about lately?
Well, we've been talking about alternative energy a lot, and everybody always asks, well, how far along is hydrogen, or what's the next step, getting rid of our dependence on foreign oil? And one thing that we're big really here on is ethanol and biodiesel. There are fuels that we can use right now. We don't have to. With biodiesel, you don't even have to change anything on your car. You a diesel engine can run on 100% biodiesel, and that's going to be the way of the future. It's already finding itself, in blends as the federal government mandates lower sulfur emissions. Biodiesel is finding itself becoming a bigger and bigger share of pump diesel.
Okay, let me just learn something, because you're using a word I don't know enough about. I'm not sure if our listeners do either. I once had a diesel car. Diesel cars were kind of, the talk years ago. What do we mean by biodiesel?
Well, biodiesel is fuel made from soybeans. It's 100% renewable. It's for the most part, it's cleaner than regular diesel. Nitrogen oxide level is a little bit higher, but it's almost 100% substitute for crude-based diesel.
Okay, and is there issues about supply, or is it ready, or is it what's holding back that area then?
I think consumers are what's holding back. There's supply. There's not enough to make 100% switch overnight to it, but there's plants being built. I know there's about 30 companies working on building plants, just in the United States.
Okay, so I guess we just need to learn more. I mean, I can't pull up to the pump and get this, right now, I think, in the Northeast here.
Actually, a lot of blends are already containing like 10%, 5% of biodiesel just because it adds, it's a lubricant and it's a little bit cleaner. So it's getting there. People just don't realize it's there. It's coming out.
Okay. Good to hear. You mentioned ethanol. Certainly a lot of people are talking about ethanol. the question came up recently whether it's actually cost effective yet, and I don't really know the answer. Is it cost effective yet?
It's really close. Without government subsidies, it's not cost effective to manufacture and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
But with the government subsidies that are out there right now, it's close. If crude prices, you know, continue to climb, it'll certainly become cost effective.
Right, right. And, you know, you're clearly hearing, big investors. There's an article I read this morning on it. Both funds, private side, public side. Lots of money is flowing into that area from some smart people. So I definitely know, you're really onto something there. What else are you writing about in Fear and Greed?
Well, we write about a whole host of things. Coal is really important right now, especially in China. They're building over 500 coal plants in the near future in China, and they're barely keeping up with demand right now. They have, mining safety issues, which has shut down a lot of the smaller mines, which has depleted a lot of the supply while, you know, demand is soaring.
Okay.
So coal prices are going up, and we've been looking at a small coal company in China that's probably going to do very well.
Okay, is it a U.S. traded stock or traded?
It's traded over the counter in the States.
Okay, well, you know what? We'll throw our quick disclosure in that everyone needs to do their own homework. What's the name of the company? We'll run it through our stock selection process, see how it ranks to us.
It is China Shenhua.
What's the symbol?
I
have it handy? Okay. Maybe you'll email that to us. We'll run it through our model. We run a quantitative model that looks for revenue growth and margin growth. And ranks up, we're always interested in new ideas.
I've got the symbol right here.
Okay.
C-U-A-E-F.
C-U-A-E-F.
That's correct. That's
and again, to our listeners, it's not a recommendation to buy it. We always talk about doing the homework first, make sure it's suitable and whatnot. There's only a couple minutes left, you know, on this segment, Andrew. Why don't you share something with us? I know I forgot to ask you, and then by all means, give us your contact information where they can find out more about you, Fear and Greed, and what you think they should be reading.
Well, you can find everything you need at breakawayinvestor.com. All of our Fear and Greed, you can link right to the Fear and Greed website and read everything that I've been writing about on that. Some of the things I think you need to be looking at are definitely alternative energy, and I think the Internet's going to make a resurgence in popularity, make a lot of people money.
Okay, well, yeah, I can tell you right off the bat, it's a group that's doing well again in the market, and some old names are showing up, some new names are showing up. I know that you're right, that's a very fertile area. People kind of wrote that off, and maybe in the emergence they could make some money again. What I always try to do, Andrew, people tell us what they wrote about 3 years ago and how they could have made a lot of money reading it. I want to make sure I'm reading that, our listeners are reading that first.
Yeah, if you can read right at Fear and Greed right now about all the what I call the Internet reboom, IPTV, Internet Protocol TV, and lots of things along that line are going to make a lot of people rich.
Okay, and our listeners want to do it and do it right, so I'll encourage them to take a look at your site, and I appreciate you coming on. And any parting comment you want to give us, bring us into commercial?
I'd just say check out breakawayinvestor.com and, you know, see what we have to talk about.
All right, well, great. Well, listen, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it. You have a great holiday, you and your family.
Well, thanks for having me.
Okay, it's our pleasure. And, folks, here it is again. What we're trying to do is bring in unbiased research. We always encourage you, especially on a small company that was kind of named there, don't rush and buy a thing. Do your homework first. Always important to do your homework and really know what you're buying, check if it's suitable. What we'll do for you, in fact, is we'll run that through our model, see if we can get our own data on it. And if you're interested to see how that ranks according to our process, give us a call, 888-766-6828, and we'll see how that ranks, and again, how it ranks within the sector. If we have other ideas in that area, or what else makes sense to us. So always fascinating. There's so much discussion these days about alternative energy, different ways to play it, different commodities that are doing well, folks. I don't know enough about uranium. Now we know a whole lot more. Maybe I'll start taking a look at what Andrew's saying, get more informed. I always bring on guests talked about what we should have read 6 months ago or 2 years ago. We're trying to get you in front of it, in front of the curve, so you can be profitable. Folks, you're listening to Profitable Investing on Voice America Business. I'll be right back right after these messages.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Why is Pepsi cooler than Coke? Why are iPods so popular? In 2005, how can you launch a successful brand? Want to know? Learn about the fascinating and intriguing world of graphic design and branding on Design Matters with Debbie Millman. Every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, Debbie Millman will provide you with a provocative look into the stimulating world of design as it intersects with contemporary culture. Hear what the experts have to say about creating, maintaining, and launching a brand in today's challenging marketplace. Join us every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time for Design Matters with Debbie Millman, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business, this is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 1-888-766-6828. Once again, that number is 1-888-766-6828. Let's get back to another segment of Profitable Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
Okay, and welcome back, everybody, to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And I want to touch base on something that was brought up yesterday. I was on ABC television, and very interesting questions were asked because we just entered again into this quarterly period we call earnings period, where every public company must step forward and share with the public how they've done, and even give a little insight, if they're willing to, on where they think that their next quarter and the next year looks at. Well, there's a couple of interesting thoughts that I brought up that I want to really share with you right now. Number one, as a result of the dramatic corporate scandals and accounting scandals that took place over the last couple of years, we all know this thing called Sarbanes-Oxley, where corporations have to disclose all at once instead of talking to their favorite or largest investors and sharing information first. Just as importantly, though, what it also created was this law where CFOs have to sign off legally. They can go to jail if their numbers are wrong, and also having a dramatic impact about what they're willing to say going forward and what analysts are willing to predict on individual companies. All of this has combined to ratchet down expectations. It's really severely impacted a corporation's willingness to tell people any optimistic thoughts, any analysts willing to raise their estimates. So it all has had this dramatic impact on actually creating PEs or valuations at the lowest levels that we've had in approximately 10 years. This has coincided, by the way, with an unprecedented 4-year stretch where corporate earnings have dramatically increased. They're at record levels right now. The cash flow on accounts is at record levels. And again, this is all taking place with nothing but negative news That's what sells. And expectations, people unwilling to clear their throat and say, we might have a good quarter, things actually look good. So, again, what we tend to see right now is the vast majority of companies beating what are fairly depressed expectations. We are seeing corporations increase their earnings at a slightly slower speed. So there they have the bears coming out and talking about deceleration and all kinds of issues along those levels. And what I continue to share with you is that you can't book a nice hotel room for holiday seasons. They're fully booked. You can't travel on an airplane that's not full these days. Corporations in America is doing significantly better. And one of the things even that came out, Dr. Yang earlier talked about our trade imbalance with China. That's partially because of our consumption rate. Americans have a greater net worth than they've ever had previously before. The net worth, taking away the assets minus the liabilities, went over $50 trillion this year. This is certainly an economy that's doing well. Don't look for the media to tell you that story. It doesn't quite sell. So again, I want to remind everybody here that there's a lot of good things happening. If you're willing to take all the good things that are happening and then sift through those companies with a net that only looks for those companies, in fact, with the highest revenue growth, the highest margin expansion. Andrew, a few moments ago, talked about the coming back of the internet companies. Well, folks, there's a host of these companies that rank up high on our model. In fact, in our newsletter, in our top stocks, I think something like 40% are in the tech area. Most of them are smaller cap, so they're not the old names of the last bull market, but they're doing dramatic things. And again, when you look at the numbers generated on the returns, and again, not all of them, let's use our disclaimer, with all that we do and all that we try to do, not all our stocks go up. That wouldn't be possible. But if you want to get, again, a list of the endorsements by both clients we're managing money for, professionals who we share our service with, who we rank out our list with and share it with the public. If you want to get your score scored out, do anything but sitting on your hands and listening to the media about the next terrorist strike that's bound to happen one day somewhere, somehow, and put the fear of you that shoved everybody into the basement to buy duct tape a few quarters ago. Get that mentality out of your mind. Whatever you're looking to buy in 3 and 5 and 15 years from now is going to cost dramatically more than it costs you today. The only way to keep up with those cost increases by owning something, whether you own real estate, public utilities, or corporations that thrive, you have to do something. You're not going to get there by borrowing. In fact, I hate to give you the ugly side. Those are the folks who are probably going to be eating, cat food. I hate to say it, down the road. You have to be willing. Remember also, I like to share with you, if you don't take a risk, you can't get the reward. I'm not telling you to take a bigger risk than you can take. Know who you are. Read our book, Magnet Investing. Get an idea what you need to know before you get involved. But then again, get off your hands and get involved. Whatever pullback we have this year will be modest, will be short-lived. Again, in my opinion, this is because of the dramatic amount of cash that's on the sidelines waiting for the market to sell off so that they can get in. There's enormous wealth that's been created all around the world, all looking to, not all of it, a lot of it coming into the U.S. market to find out what are the best companies and what is the best holdings in the U.S. to buy. So, let me also mention, keeping weighted here, what we're going to do in a little while from now. I'll step out. I'm going to play 9 holes of golf with my son and a good client and his son in just a few minutes. It's important to stay balanced, and I wish you again a great, great
healthy revival holiday season for everybody in here. It is a beautiful spring day here in northern New Jersey. I'm just taking a really quick look at our guests for next week to get you ready here. We're going to have on some discussion again about natural resources and what's going on at the pump. There's never-ending discussion about what these costs are. You need to get ahead of it. Why we might see shortages of pumps at the summer. Let's not talk about that. I guess we have to. In the meantime, folks, I think what you're going to see here, real quick, we have got oversold. We're ready to move higher. Get your hands on the right stocks and get yourself a profitable week ahead. Enjoy the holidays. It's always my pleasure bringing you the best of the best here from Magnet Investing. Remember, come on the website, magnetinvesting.com. Get a complimentary look at the newsletter. Get your stock scored out and see if there's any way we can help you become a more profitable investor. We have a new challenge issued this week inside my office. In order to keep up with our clients and the investments, Joe in my office has been booking our shows, needs to help out more in the investment side, and our buddy Jeff in here is going to be booking future guests. We'll see if he can keep them as interesting and as lively as Joe's done, but we're all here to make this the best show and help our investors become the best investors they could be. Let me share with you again what a pleasure it is to bring this quality show to you. You can get the old shows on archives, get your listeners in. Within a week or two, I understand the show is getting syndicated to other markets. Share it around. We're offering the best. We're here on Profitable Investing. We'll see you next week.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for another exciting hour of profitable investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.